Yeah.
All right. It is past 10:15, so we will get the June Water Supply Committee going. The second thing on our agenda is approval of minutes from the March 6, 2023 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Next thing on our agenda is public comments. Is there anyone here from the public that would like to make a comment? Come on up, and you have, is it 2.5?
2.5.
2.5 minutes. Please state your name and address as well.
Good morning. My name is Filippo Ravanico, 1044 Worthingville Square. Please. So, I was here in February 22 in front of this committee, and I went back and fished the minutes, which were very well taken, given my accent, so kudos to whoever is taking the minutes. And I was here because I was pointing out how Mount Pleasant Water Works has the financial and human capital to run a state-of-the-art water and sewer infrastructure. I think the last 16 months have proven that over many times over, and that's great. I was also saying that town council and this committee have the political and regulatory power and responsibility to help Mount Pleasant Water Work to carry out those tasks. I'm here today for kind of the same reason, but with a little more urgency. I'm sure you've seen the tide last night and the night before. I'm not sure whether you read 26 pages report last month in the Postal Corps about the dirty little secret on the coast. They refer to septic tanks. And I'm afraid that the town is really not helping the great work that Mr. Klein and his team are doing. This committee has barely discussed septic tech other than listening to the reports from the Mount Pleasant Water Works. And if we don't at least talk about the issue and try to give some help, it's going to be very, very, very challenging for them to get what they're trying to do in the settlement communities in Shen Creek. So, a couple of suggestions. One is the Shen Creek Water Quality Project, which is buried 4 levels down on the website. Status, this I printed this morning, status as of February 3, 2020. This is undergoing calibration. Talking to the people, talking among yourself and then to council about what's going on in Shen Creek. The Wando is also in the same condition as Shen Creek in terms of critical condition. So that would be great. And then there's the issue about the annexation. Now, that gets way beyond just the remit of this community, but it's definitely worth thinking. Have an honest conversation with Mr. Klum of how, if and how the annexation policies help with the grants that they're trying to deploy in the communities. I've been attending some of the meetings. My impression as a member of the public is that it's not exactly helping, and since we have a one-off opportunity to invest in almost $18 million in improving the situation in the town, that's definitely something that I urge you to do. So thank you, and I promise I'll be back before the next 16 months.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to make a comment? Okay. And I hope that some of your questions will probably be answered very well in this presentation that Mr. Klum is about to give. So, Mr. Klum, I will turn it over to you for item number 4, Mount Pleasant Water Works Program and Project Updates.
Thank you, Chairman Rambo and Water Supply Committee. I appreciate you having us here today. I'm going to give you a brief update today on the ARPA grants, MPW's fiscal year 2024 proposed budget, and our 2022 annual drinking water quality report. Before I move on, take a look at the picture on the right. This is a first place winner, Whitesides Elementary, fifth grade class during drinking water week. The contest was to create a billboard that we put in front of the facility. So class had a great time. It was a really nice event. So briefly, let's talk about the ARPA grants. Probably the biggest milestone decision to amend the town ordinance, which was mentioned earlier in the public comment period, occurred back in June 2022. This was really the roadblock where we were having a difficult time tying in county properties. That roadblock was removed by the town, really a milestone moment. I'm not going to highlight each of the events that have occurred over the last year. I'm going to pick one in February. That was a pretty big event as well, February 2023. That's the adoption of our clean water credit. I'll go into more detail in that in a minute, but that's a $4,500 credit to anyone that has an existing septic tank that will take that septic tank out of service and tie in. This committee in March, as well as the county, also adopted the clean water credit as a match to Mount Pleasant Water Works. So not only is the Water Works willing to match $4,500, your effort of $4,500 brings the total opportunity to the resident up to $9,000. Pretty significant financial investment. And then in April 2023, the ARPA grant, Mount Pleasant Water Works, did receive two ARPA grants, which we will go into detail in a minute. So the first ARPA grant's in Snowden Phase 3. It's a $3 million grant opportunity from SCIP, South Carolina Infrastructure Investment Program. Charleston County is willing to match that $4 million, and MPW will add an additional $1 million to bring that total project to $8 million. This will benefit 62 residents with new line extensions. 62. There are an existing approximate 40 individuals, plus or minus, in the Snowden area that have availability today. And so with the removal of the annexation requirement, we are working with right now 12 that want to tie in today. So we have made some traction in the neighborhood, in the community. We expect to be able to impact nearly 100 residents in that community with the extension and with the tie-in of the clean water credit. So very impactful. Clean water credit, let's talk a minute about the clean water credit. So connection fees at Mount Pleasant Water Works, RN, impact fees, $9,015. Very expensive for the homeowner that has an existing septic tank. Service line, this is their portion of the responsibility from the sewer to their house. We estimated that number to be between $3,000 and $4,500. Good news is we're finding that number is a little low, or this number is high. The actual cost is a little lower than that. So that has been refreshing. But a total cost of approximately $12,000 to $13,000, $13,000 to tie in. The clean water credit of $4,500 will offset that, along with the town or county match. With the town match and with Mount Pleasant Water Works $4,500, the only eligibility requirement is that you meet the annexation ordinance. So you have an existing septic tank and you're ready to tie into sewer. With the county's credit, there is an LMI requirement. So for eligibility for the $4,500 from the county, you have to be LMI qualified. Brings the total cost to the customer around $3,000 to $4,500 per customer. Again, this estimate is a little bit higher than what we're seeing out there right now, so that's encouraging. Shim Creek 7 Mile, again, Mount Pleasant Water Works received two grants, two ARPA grants. The second grant is the Shim Creek 7 Mile septic tank abatement. We received approximately $10 million grant award. MPW will match that $4 million for a total project cost of $14 million. This will benefit approximately 104 residents. The ARPA grant timeline, we are already working on the engineering and design. We began that back in January, anticipating the grants. Luckily, we were given notification in April of the grant award, and we hope to go out for bid first of the year. So 2024, we will go out for bid. As you are aware, the ARPA timeline is very compressed. We have a lot of work to do in a short amount of time. We anticipate being finished with this work before the 2026 deadline. So by December 2026, all ARPA projects need to be closed out. Moving into our FY 2024 proposed budget, our operating budget, fiscal year 2023, approximately $50 million. And for FY 2024, the estimate is $52.8 million, a little over a 7% increase in our operating budget. Capital budget has gone from $40 million to $53 million. I've highlighted some key bullets below with a rate and fee increase of 8% in water and wastewater volumetric fee. MPW salary structure will adjust by 7.3%. Based on a rate consultant recommendation, and the employee pay, think raises of approximately 5% for an annual merit increase this year. Capital budget for FY 2024 does include the $17.5 million in ARPA grants. So proposed budget next step, June 5th, that's tonight at 5:30, will be our public hearing. That's at our operations center on Rifle Range Road. June 16th will be the end of public comment period, 4 p.m. on June 16th, and the budget will be adopted on June 19th at 5:30. Rates will become effective July the 1st, 2023. If you have any public comments, please get them to the email below by June 16th at 4 p.m. And in closing, I want to present the 2022 Drinking Water Quality Report, which I've given each of you a copy. It's an excellent document. Take a second to flip through it. I'm really proud of this document. In 2006, when I took over the creation and of the document as lab director, it was a light year behind where we are now. This document is top-notch. There's a lot of information in there. Much of the information is required to be published by the EPA, but we've included additional information as well for your review. So, very nice document. We have copies of this available to anyone that would like them, and I hope you take a second to review what used to be called the CCR and now the Annual Drinking Water Quality Report. And with that, any questions?
If you guys have any questions?
No.
I would like to recognize Commissioner Mellichamp that is here. Thank you for all the work that you've done for many, many years at Mount Pleasant Waterworks. And I'm really excited about the ARPA grants, the SCIP, ARPA, whatever we want to call it, the partnership with the county as well. That took a lot of work, a lot of coordination, and it's going to have a profound impact on water quality in our community. For years to come, projects that we have talked about for the last couple of years that were so incredibly out of reach financially that we are able to now do and connect people. So I applaud the work of you guys at MPW and your partnerships with the town and the county to coordinate all of this and make all of this work.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody have anything else? All right. With that, we stand adjourned.
Thank you, sir.